possession of Telecoffs is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 0-1 overall and open their home schedule on Saturday against New Mexico State, a 2:30 game to be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You give a quick opening statement, and we'll take a few questions.
Well, you know, we went out to Southern California, and I think that we got off to a shaky start, and it took a while for us to get going. But I think we got better in each quarter, and we had a chance at the end of the game to win. And so I'm just hoping that our team will continue to get better. We have a whole lot to improve on after watching film. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do, but at least we know where we're at and what we need to try to get fixed. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Jerry, have you decided on who your starting quarterback's going to be this week?
It'll be Marquise Gray.
Okay, and with regard to some of the backups around the league, you know, Max came in and did a pretty good job for you guys, and that other school's backups, you know, led their teams to win around the league. I guess just how do you, if you can comment a little bit on the depth, I know you're new to the league, but just if you could comment a little bit on the quarterback depth around the league and also whether maybe younger guys are more ready to play than ever at that position than maybe years ago.
Well, I can't really answer that question like I haven't been in the conference long enough. I know there's quality quarterbacks, and, you know, I've got to concentrate on where we're at right now. And in our situation, we basically have all our quarterbacks are freshmen, including Marquise. And some ways, you know, Max has played quarterback longer than Marquise has had because he's been playing receiver. So I just think that there's a learning curve. Max did a great job of coming in the game, and that's important for us because we need depth at that position. Allows us to be more aggressive with our quarterbacks and what we do when you have two that are capable of playing. So and all in all, that it was a good thing for us to find out kind of where we are at and move on from there. So you know, the quarterback play, I know, in our conference is tremendous, and hopefully we can catch up to it.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Coach, what do you know about New Mexico State, that will present challenges for you guys Saturday?
Well, the biggest thing is they've got outstanding skill players, and Tavavy and Rogers, he's maybe the most prolific kickoff return guy that I've seen in a while. And, you know, he's a dynamic player, 10-4, 10-5 sprinter, an excellent receiver. They're going to throw the ball around. They threw it, I think, 42, 43 times last Saturday. And defensively, you know, we're going to get a lot of the very similar things that we got at USC. And, you know, they're going to load the box and you know, make you throw the football, play a lot of man coverage and so forth. So, you know, they make it difficult on you. And, you know, we need to get better. And hopefully we can do that.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal with Lincoln Journal Star.
Jerry, are you one of those coaches who believes in moral victories or not?
Not really. You know, it's one of those things, you know, it's a win or a loss. And, you know, we went out and we played, you know, better as the game went on. We gave up, you know, we had opportunities. We missed two field goals, threw an interception on the final drive. We had opportunities to win the game and did not win the game. However, you know, we did play USC, and USC is USC. And, you know, they've got a great program. I think we know a lot more where we're at right now than maybe we did, you know, certainly a week ago. And we know we've got some improvements to make. And if we're going to be in those close games, you got to find a way to win. And I'm used to winning them. So we've got work to do in a lot of categories like everybody in the country does. And hopefully our players will take the film, learn from it, and get better.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jerry, you mentioned a couple times that you know where you are right now, maybe more than a week ago. Are you ahead of where you thought you would be after the first game?
I think we're pretty sloppy, and we've got a lot of work to do, to be honest with you. I think, again, I will credit our kids. I thought we played very hard in the second half. I thought we did some good things defensively in the second half. We're not as far as long offensively as I thought we might be defensively. I think that we're improving, and in the kicking game, we're about where I thought we'd be, and I wish we were a little bit farther. So, we're fundamentally and discipline-wise, we're not where we need to be. So we got to get there, and it was a very frustrating first half, certainly from the offensive standpoint, and we've got to get some things taken care of.
What were some of the things that you saw the improvement with on defense as the game went on?
Well, I think we played within what we're supposed to do. We had better eyes in the secondary. We didn't make any, mental errors in the secondary in the second half as we did in the first half. Up front, we stayed in our gaps, and we did our jobs a lot better in the second half than we did in the first half. And I think we settled down and played more aggressively and tackled better. And got in the right places. I think early in the game on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, I think we're a little starstruck or lethargic, nervous. I don't know what you want to say. We just weren't very sharp and clean. But the credit to the kids is they didn't fall apart in the second half. And we shut USC out, and we scored 14 points, and we could have laid down and quit. And the kids didn't do that, and that's a credit to them. They bowed up and competed, and hopefully they learned to compete like that for four quarters.
Thank you.
And once again, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, when we're talking about the defense, Troy Stoudemire last week, 11 tackles, tackle for loss, pass breakup, also became just the second player in Big Ten history to go over 3,000 kick return yards. Talk about how he's improved on defense and how he can affect things in special teams.
Well, Troy is certainly improving at corner. He's been a receiver, and he's learning corner, and Coach Sauvell and him have a very good relationship, and he wants to be very, very good, so he's worked at it. He'll be the first one to tell you he made a couple leverage mistakes on Saturday and missed a couple tackles, etc. But the thing about Troy that I do like is he loves playing a game of football. And when you get him in between the white lines, he's going to play hard. And I can live with that. And then as a return person, he's a very, very good one. And he's a guy that can take it the distance, and he's proven that year after year. So he's a good football player, and he's good enough to play receiver for us if we need him to play receiver. So I'm glad he's on our football team, and I hope he continues to do the things we ask him to do.
All right, time for one more question for Coach.
And again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.